Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I started yesterday, Our Blood Covenant. And there's some absolutely beautiful things I've discovered in the scripture that I'd like to share with you. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were in the book of Genesis, third chapter. At that point in time, when the word is describing the sin of Adam and Eve, and the Lord was addressing them, and I'm just going to continue on now reading in verse 17, this is what the Lord said to Adam. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. Notice that the Lord God did not curse Adam and Eve. He cursed the ground. He goes on to say, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. Anyone that's done any gardening or has any property, you will testify that this is still in operation. That I remember years ago, Brother Glass and I had a garden, a small garden on the side yard, and I was so proud of it. And all the little things we planted started growing. We spent so much money just trying to fertilize the ground. At any rate, lo and behold, there were all kinds of weeds that started coming up, and it was a daily task just to keep it free of the weeds. Beloved, that is part of the curse that was put upon the earth. And aren't you glad that when Jesus comes, that curse is going to be lifted? You know, the scriptures actually say that the earth itself and all the animals, you know, the world that God loves, that He created, I'm talking about the physical world now, plus all the beasts of the field, all the animals, the fish, the fowl of the air, He loves those. Those are the works of His hands. Of course, man is the epitome, the greatest expression of the Lord, because we were created in His image, but He loves His creation. He said, it is good. Of man, he said it was very good. And so what a wonderful time it will be when that curse is finally lifted, when the trees of the field shall really clap their hands, as the scriptures say, rejoicing. And it says all creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Beloved, that's you and I. And so what a glorious time that will be when Jesus returns and the curse is lifted, and they will not hurt nor destroy, as the Lord says, in all my holy mountain. Praise God. At any rate, we see that this certainly is in operation to this very day. In verse 19, the Lord says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. In other words, he speaks of physical death that will come to every human being. Only two human beings have been recorded in the Word of God that didn't actually experience death, and that was Enoch, who walked with God and was no more, and the prophet Elijah, who was transported to heaven in a fiery chariot, and Elisha, his servant, saw all of that take place. And perhaps other scholars have said they may be very well the two witnesses that ministered during the tribulation in Jerusalem. Nonetheless, we all, unless the Lord returns in our hour and time in which we're living, we will all go by way of the grave. Verse 20, Adam called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of all the living. Now, this is what I want us to notice. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And not only was this something just practical, because the earth was changed at that point in time, and not only was it just to cover nakedness, there was a prophetic significance in what God was doing. And that's what we want to be looking at, that God, even as he spoke to Adam and Eve after they sinned and rebelled, he began to share, as he did in verse 15, he speaks of the coming Redeemer, who of course is Jesus. God had this planned out before he ever created the world. He had a plan of salvation in reserve. He knew exactly what was going to happen because he's God. He knew everything. He knows the end from the beginning. And so what we want to do is look at six principles of redemption. And even though you may have walked with the Lord for many, many years, these truths may be familiar to you, and yet there's a great beauty in hearing and being reminded of what Jesus has done for us. And we also must remember there's always the young babes in Christ that are continually being birthed into the kingdom. And so it's a good thing for all of us to hear what Jesus has done for us. Now, what we see when God clothes Adam and Eve, obviously, there had to be a shedding of blood. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin or forgiveness. And so these coats of skin that God had made for Adam and Eve, some innocent animal had to die for that to happen. That's the first principle, that there's a shedding of blood. And then the fact is that sinner must be covered by the blood. Let me turn to a passage in Leviticus, the 17th chapter, verse 11. And the word of the Lord says, for the life of the flesh, human life, animal life, is in the blood. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. Atonement is the Hebrew word kafar, which means to cover and to make reconciliation. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And so Jesus was willing to shed his blood, that first principle of redemption. And when we accept Jesus, we are then covered and cleansed by his blood. A third principle of redemption is that God himself provides the sacrifice. Beloved, there is nothing man could do to earn salvation. There's nothing we could do possibly that would allow us to come into right standing with God. And so, in his mercy and in his love, God himself provides the sacrifice. Remember when John the Baptist first saw Jesus, what did he declare? He said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus is the Lamb of God. And through Jesus was provided for you and I robes of righteousness and the garment of salvation. That was represented with those coats of skin that were given by the Lord God to Adam and Eve. That is, if you will, a type of salvation provided through the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, as we look a little bit further in the book of Genesis, there's a foreshadowing of what God the Father himself did. Abraham was God's friend, and after a very long time, God, in the fulfillment of time, in his exact timing, caused a son to be born to aged Abraham and Sarah, and his name was called Isaac. And after the lad had grown, God asked the ultimate thing of Abraham. He asked him to sacrifice his own son. Now, of course, sacrificing of children was a common thing in the pagan heathen world. And of course, that's abhorrent to God. But God had a purpose in it. He was wanting to see how much Abraham feared and loved God. And Abraham so wonderfully passed the test. He had raised the knife and was ready to plunge it into his son. And an angel of the Lord stopped him. He said, "Now I know that you fear God." And this is a foreshadowing of what God the Father did through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son. Abraham, the very friend of God, God was willing to sacrifice Jesus for our sake. And so we see that Abraham had a revelation of Jehovah's redemption. In fact, as we know, when he was stopped, they found a ram in the thicket, and he gave actually to the Lord one of the names of God given in the Old Testament, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And there's a beautiful passage in the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter, where Jesus himself said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Abraham, centuries before, understood that God himself would provide a lamb where not only he himself, his household, but all of the family of God would be redeemed and restored because the Father was willing to sacrifice his most precious possession, his only beloved and begotten Son. So we have seen now three principles. God requires the shedding of blood, a sinner to be covered by the blood, and God himself providing the sacrifice. Well, there are three other principles I want to share with you, but we will do that on tomorrow's broadcast, and I do invite you to tune in at the same time. And if any time you happen to miss a broadcast, and if you have internet, please feel free to go to unveilchrist.org, our website, click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. Well, thank you so much for joining me. There's so much more. I'm so excited, looking forward to our next times together so I can share what the Lord has given. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.